Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, everyone, the Lizzie T Show on YouTube as well. So, as you know, video and audio is the biggest thing nowadays. And it's incredibly enough, people are more listening to podcasts, to radio shows, even videos. Sometimes I have my YouTube channel and I'm listening to it and I'm not even watching. And so this is what is thriving nowadays. All the media is thriving. If you are an entrepreneur, if you are a singer-songwriter, if you are a coach, if you're writing that special book, or if you wrote that special book, that is the vehicle that is helping you to promote yourself. So, I mean, you know all this already. We are on the air, and we're in the air, and we're speaking about this for the last 3 years. So, my goodness, I can't believe it's been 3 years since we've been on the air, and it's been incredible. It's been an incredible time. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support. Thank you for being here, part of this amazing network that we have created here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. And today we are a little bit off time. I know that you are expecting to be here at 7 o'clock, but we have somebody from the States that their time is 3 hours, if I'm not mistaken, 3 hours behind. So yeah, we have to accommodate everyone. Remember, sometimes we do have people from Australia, so we are doing the shows in the morning. Sometimes we have recorded show and we schedule in at our regular time, 7 o'clock Toronto time, but other times we pretty much lately we've been having a lot of live shows and we accommodate everyone. So it's all good. This show is recorded. So not to worry if you were just logging in or if you logged in earlier and you didn't find us, don't worry. You'll be able to listen to this all over again or from where you picked it up. So not to worry. Today is the weekend, everyone, and I don't get too excited because to me every single day is a weekend. I love what I do. I am passionate about this network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. So it doesn't really matter if it's Monday, Tuesday, Saturday, or Sunday. Every single day is a precious day for me. I'm very, very in love with this podcast. And to me, I'm happy. And therefore, it could be weekend or not, doesn't really matter. It's funny, people, because when you love what you do, when you're very passionate about your craft, it doesn't seem like a job. It feels like you're just having fun. And along that, if you're getting rewarded, oh my goodness, that is even better. Today, everyone, I would like to give you those couple of words of encouragement. Just make sure that when you are passionate about your craft, passionate about your invention or your book, it will feel much better. It doesn't feel like a chore. It doesn't feel like the job. It feels like you're enjoying yourself. And isn't that all what it's all about, to be happy? There you go. Today, everyone, we are getting ready for somebody very, very special. And I can't wait for you guys to meet it. By the way, if you are interested in calling us in and interacting with us, we don't bite. We'd love to have you here. The number to call us in for questions or even comments, or perhaps you know something about this, 215-383-5705, 215 383-5705. We are on social media, so check out Facebook, check out Instagram, Twitter. We are there. There's links for the show. So if you would like to post your comments or your questions on our social media, Facebook/LizzieTRadio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, Twitter, The Lizzie T Show, and obviously this will be on our YouTube channel as well. So be comfortable. And have fun with us as well. Talking about fun, right after the interview, we do have about half an hour, 20 minutes, give or take, on our show with our guests. But we also have another 20 minutes, give or take, again, with our music section. And so I'm very excited to have music that has been submitted from you to our email. So, by the way, the email is show@lizzie2.com. If you would like us to play your song, let us know. We have someone who looks after the song, so it has to be PO rated. We do not play songs that have profanity in here, but I know some other podcasts do, and that's okay. But here we just want to make it sure that it's are the clean versions. And some rappers do send their clean version, and we're okay with that as well. So we don't discriminate. It could be gospel, it could rap, it could be jazz, it could be Latino music. We receive some African music. So all is good. Talking about all is good, I want to thank so much to our sponsor, NatureNova.ca, and Natasha Bridgemahan. So thank you so much, Natasha. Yesterday, she had a workshop. Natasha is a financial advisor. So if you are looking here in Toronto to learn how to grow your investment, whether it's towards your retirement or your kids' education, or even purchase that home, check out Natasha Bridgemahan. By the way, I will have the words of a sponsor throughout the interview, and so not to worry if you missed it out or if you don't know how to spell Natasha Bridgemahan. I will have those links also on my social media and on my website as well. Okay, I think my housekeeping is pretty much being taken care of. We do not want to waste more of our guests' time, and we should get going. So I will be right back, everyone. I am back. I'm being back, everyone. So we're speaking today, everyone, with Byron Booker. He is the CEO of REG, and you probably are wondering, what is REG? Well, we'll have a word with Byron pretty soon. REG is a profit organization formed by artists and for artists in 2009. REG has served its member by providing essential tools to help artists connect with their industry professional, collaborate with other artists, find opportunities to make money, and celebrate the music they love by casting their vote. And there is also a little gift right now. I guess there is a coupon or a code that you can use to get some discount. And well, let's find out how did he thought about, because I actually was reading and I was watching some of the YouTube interviews, and I have never heard of anything like this. It's very innovative and very smart. I'm wondering if Byron was the one that created this or thought out of this or got the idea from another concept. So let's welcome Byron with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause, everyone. Just how we know how to do it here at the Lizzie T Show. Hello, hello, Byron. Good afternoon for you, if I'm not mistaken, and good evening for us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. So you are in California, correct?
I happen to be in Las Vegas, Nevada at the moment. I was in California yesterday, and I'll be here this weekend, and I will be in Colorado next week. So I move around a lot, but I'm in Las Vegas at the moment.
Gotcha, gotcha. So is your office or you reside in Las Vegas or in California?
We have an office on Sunset Boulevard in Las Vegas and also one off Flamingo Boulevard in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are I will be in the Las Vegas, Nevada office will be our main office this throughout the summer because we are booking for some of the casinos and we're doing some events here in Las Vegas. So as of now, Las Vegas is our main headquarters, and like in LA, we have recording studios as well on site. So we record and we office out of the facilities that we work in.
Wonderful. And how are you enjoying your weather there? Because I know here in Canada, we have 2 months of summer, which is our July and August. And believe it or not, the third week of August, and we are already starting to get on the cooler side. How is the weather in Las Vegas right now?
It's a little cooler today, actually. I think it got up to about 105. Which is a little on the cooler side for us.
For us, that's nothing. That is actually awesome. So Byron, let's get started. And the concept, the idea, how did that came about? Did you thought of it yourself, or did you actually had a meeting with a couple of friends and you thought, you know what, there is a need for this? How did that all came about? And I was watching some of your interviews, but I want you to share with my audience and to see, you know, this is amazing. I have actually never heard of this concept.
Well, I actually been in the entertainment business most of my life, and I have a passion and have an opportunity to do both music, film, and TV, both in front and behind the camera. So when I first moved to Los Angeles from Texas, I just learned that the industry is really run by lots of organizations and managers and agencies. As far as acting goes, you've pretty much arrived once you've joined the Screen Actors Guild, and you're just kind of a low-level, non-respected professional until you get your SAG card, which is pretty much once you've got what they call Taft-Hartley, or you got your vouchers because you had a speaking role in a recognized production company production. Or, you know, you've got to do X amount of movies or commercials or TV shows and whatnot. And the same is true for the Directors Guild and the Writers Guild and Cinematographers Guild. And there's so many different organizations of professionals. And what they do for you is they have a community so you can basically network and get more work. They have benefits like insurance and they also offer protection to make sure you get paid. And you get paid on time and for a fair wage. And there was nothing really like that for music. I'm in SAG, and I have produced films and TV shows and also albums before and got a chance to work with some of the biggest artists in the business, you know, from the Chris Browns to the Rihannas, to the Flo Riders, the Brandys, Ray J, you know, many, many platinum recording artists, and had my own artists. As a label owner, go, you know, number one and tour throughout the world, and got a chance to go to Europe and South Africa and perform and chart in some of those areas. And I noticed there wasn't anything like RAG anywhere in the world that I went. And so I did develop it from a studio in North Hollywood, California in 2009. And we had many studios in that building. We work with Sony and Universal and Warner and all the little independent labels, and they got a chance to kind of birthed the idea there, and we provided, you know, discounted studio time for our members. We also provided insurance benefits, prescription drug discounts. We started to do licensing for film and TV, and got a chance to do licensing for some really big films with big actors in it, from Russell Crowe to Al Pacino to Forest Whitaker, 50 Cent, you know, just a lot of well-known respected talent. And so we essentially were acting as a publisher label, and we're offering those services to members. And so we basically created a very low price point and give artists access to monetize their music and also get exposure at the end of the day. And on top of that, we do provide the other benefits that aren't really as prevalent in for musicians as it is for actors and other people in the arts. So that's a little bit about how it came about and my vision for it. And I'm still active and able to make content with a lot of talented musicians that I respect. And I look forward to just seeing the guild grow and help impact the artists day by day.
That is incredible. One of the things that I love about entrepreneur, people with idea, that they see a need and they act on it. And obviously, he, as a musician, as an artist yourself, working in the industry, is there anything similar to this in the industry? Obviously, you just said that there is for actors, but not necessarily for musicians. What would you say, Byron, that is the response since 2009? Obviously, it's been a little while now, and it's working. What would you say that is the response of for people that have signed up and they take advantage of this and they realize, wow, what have you been, where have you been in my life? Or what would you say that is?
You know, the life cycle of a person that's really dedicated to music and the arts, it's a very unique path. You know, if you want to be a musician, if you want to be a doctor, say, you know, you got to go to grade school, and then you got to go to undergrad, and you got to go to graduate school, and then ultimately you get some type of apprenticeship at a law firm or a hospital, and then you just go the path to becoming a doctor. Well, the roadmap for many people in the arts, and especially music, is not really crafted out for you. So, you know, you can learn how to become a singer or a an engineer or musician, but how do you build a career in this industry? And it's a very long life cycle if you do it as a career your whole life. So the response varies depending on where people are in their career. When we first started, for instance, our brand ambassador was Teddy Riley, who just got inducted to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he's a very accomplished producer. He was kind of the face for our guilds, you know, for the first few years, 2009, 2010, 2011. And he was at a place where, you know, he had best-selling records with Michael Jackson, and he created the New Jack Swing, and he was in a group called Blackstreet. And Teddy Riley was both a producer, a writer, a publisher, and performer. And he valued the insurance. He valued the financial services and the, you know, other things that would maybe be in a traditional union job, you know, an HR department where, you know, you talk about benefits and things like that. He thought that was really, really unique, and he was excited about that. But the average young artist, they only care about getting exposure, you know. So we've had, you know, record-breaking live stream events hosted by P. Diddy and French Montana and Skylar Grey and Warren G. And we put artists that are just coming up on the same stages as these big name artists, and they love that. And that's what's most important to them. You know, for some, that's maybe seasoned people that are just producers. They just want to get, you know, licensing opportunities to be on commercials or films, and we've done that. So, you know, it's a mixed response. And so we continue to just to make tools and create opportunities for people to get a little piece of everything that they want out of it. And you know, I stay actively working and looking for new talent, and that's one of the biggest stories I get out of it, and educating people who have actually been in the business for decades. They still don't know a lot of the basics. You would be surprised.
It's true.
About how to get their monetize their money, how to get their royalties, how to register, how to get songs cleared, how to, you know, fill out a split sheet, how to make sure that everyone gets paid. You know, it's so many different things about it. So instead of trying to create as an independent artist or your own company and run it like a label, we hope to be that for musicians around the world.
And you know what it is, Byron? Most of the time, the artist is just so immersed, so involved, so passionate about the craft, about getting that exposure, just like you said, that obviously things like you were mentioning recording softwares or even how to fill out a spreadsheet, licensing, all those things are details. And some people can later on in life, obviously, afford a manager or a financial advisor or even a person that will look after this. But at the beginning, I guess a lot of musicians don't have the opportunity until they make it big. And so I guess a company like yours would really benefit somebody who is just starting in the industry and can open their eyes and help them with details that obviously an artist is not even thinking about it, and one of the major things. Byron, I do not want to forget to mention to my audience, where can people find you and what would you say is one of the biggest, where can people find you and what were the major benefits that an artist can get from RAG?
Well, they can find us at rag.org, that's RAG.org. And they can go there, and the cool thing about it is we cover the basics, you know. All you really need to qualify to be in the guild is have your original music that you can control and distribute, okay? And if you have that, you can sign up for RAG. There's a free account, actually, or you can do for $15 a month. You get unlimited music distribution. You keep 100% of your royalties.
Wow.
You can also submit your music for licensing opportunities for film and TV. We also do lots of booking, and we have our annual festival. You can participate in that. We have, also the tools, the app. They can download the RAG app. They can find it in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. And from there, they can find other musicians to connect with. We also have where you'll be able to vote for the RAG Awards through the app and do a lot of other cool things in there. So it's just something that I think especially any new artist should join. When they join, they get a RAG card. It gives them access to different discounts and with different vendors and things like that. There's a lot to explore there. But I think the basics is, hey, you know, sign up, put a song out, learn the process of how to monetize your music. And, get connected with the community and grow from there.
Beautiful, beautiful. So everyone, for your information, if you have missed, do not worry, is rag.org. But I will have that link on my social media, Facebook / Lizzie Radio and on Instagram, The Lizzie Show. There's a link right now. And you can go to that link, and also I will have right underneath of this show the link for the website. And like you said, there's a lot of information there. The app is pretty cool. If anything, right now, perhaps you know somebody is in the industry, and they're pretty much getting lost. Their focus is just getting their craft out, getting their music, getting exposure. And obviously, this is the last thing in their mind. But because you were a good friend and you heard it here at the Lizzie T Show, you will help them and you will refer them. And you'll say, I heard about this app on the Lizzie T Show. Check it out. I think it will help you. And so do that. That will make my job complete. That is the reason I do this show, is to benefit one person out there. One of the things I wanted to ask you, Byron, for people that are here in Canada or perhaps on other parts of the world, will this also benefit them, or is this strictly for artists and musicians in the States?
This applies worldwide. You know, we release music worldwide. We do projects worldwide. And we're always in Europe and Cannes every year. And We interact with international artists and filmmakers and projects on a worldwide stage. So this is definitely, like SAG and some of the other guilds, a worldwide vision, and we have members from all over the world. So this is something that you can participate certainly in Canada, but also on the other side of the Atlantic as well. And yeah, so we look forward to working with artists from all nationalities and all genres and all dialects.
Perfect, perfect. So everyone, we have a huge following here in Canada, obviously, because our show is Canadian, but we also have a huge following in Australia, our friends from Europe, from Italy, from Spain, check it out as well. We're starting to have a big following in India and Indonesia, so I'm very surprised. I love, some of you know that I love stats. This is great. So if you are wondering what is this all about, if you just tuned in, check it out. Our website is thelizzyt.com. Our social media is The Lizzy T Show Radio on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget our YouTube channel. I'll have the links for you to get a little bit more detail. There's tons of video of Byron Booker on the YouTube channel as well, so you can check some of his interviews. But I have a couple of more questions before we're starting to run out of time. So if you would like to interact with us, everyone, do so. We do not bite. If you have questions, if you are just tuning in right now and you heard something about music licensing, and check us out and give us a call at 215-383-5705. I realize this is not our usual time, but we do make exceptions to the rules. Some rules are meant to be broken. I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, and I'll be right with Byron. Do not move. Do not go away. I'll be right back, everyone.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzy T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Section. If you would like to call us in, everyone, do not hesitate. 215-383-5705. It is the number I'm speaking with Byron, all the way from beautiful Las Vegas. I actually have never been to Las Vegas. We Canadians, as you know, we love to go to Florida and Miami, and those are the two places that we hang around, especially around January and February, which is crazy cold. So, but it's one of the places on my bucket list. So you never know, never know. I'm speaking right now with Byron Booker. He is the CEO of REG, an organization that he came up with or thought about or saw the need back in 2009. For you that are an artist and for you that are a musician and brand new in the industry and thinking, how do I do this? How do I figure this out? How do I register my music? How do I license it? How do I do music distribution? So many hows and so many questions because you're probably not focused on that. Your focus is to get your music out there, to perform, to be in stages, and you leave that all that to the back and the back burner. But unfortunately, when you start getting successful and when you start getting your music out there, those are the things that you need to look at. And you probably that are a good friend or a mom or or even a father or a cousin, and you can see potential and you are seeing how much there is struggles. Maybe you can refer this show and mentioned about REG because it could definitely, definitely help them. So we're speaking with Byron. We do have a couple of more minutes. And one of the things that I wanted to talk to him is about technology when it comes down to music. So can we talk about that, Byron? How does that work? How does it benefit, basically, our musicians?
Yeah, so a lot of people these days are talking about blockchain and how that's disrupting different industries when it comes to the financial world with Bitcoin and Ethereum and some of the other really popular cryptocurrencies out there. But there's really a lot of applicable things that blockchain can do in the area of music. So what we've done is we have connected blockchain with our distribution platform, which is available, again, for artists worldwide to distribute on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, all the platforms. And what we do is not only do we pay you in what they call traditional currency, fiat currency, we also double that with our royalty coin. So that is our own cryptocurrency. It's actually royaltycoin.com is our cryptocurrency. And it really what it does is it actually gives you added bonus so that you can get discounts on your dues, on all our festivals, on merch, and our network of vendors as well. And that is something that we offer only to people who participate in the platform. So as you become a member, as you release songs, you get more royalty coin. And so that's something we also wanted to offer as an efficient way to also pay out royalties, but also to incentivize people to join, you know, our platform. So that's really cool, very cutting edge. A lot of people don't understand a lot about blockchain and cryptocurrency, but we're kind of easing them into it because we are introducing them, you know, just the traditional business, music business, but also introducing this whole blockchain and cryptocurrency movement into our current model and system. I hope I didn't lose you.
That is interesting, and I have to be completely honest with you, Byron. This is the stuff that I'm still not 100% sure, but I know a lot of, yes, I have to be honest. Yes, I have to confess. But there is a lot of information, and a lot of people are actually getting into that kind of environment when their currency is. I don't know what's going to happen, if it's going to be the future or it's a totally different world, I have to be completely honest. But a lot of people are getting they're investing into different types of currency, and I'm not sure. It's a totally different world, but we have to learn things, and we have
well,
to
well, you know what we do? What we did, we decided to, again, just add it as a bonus that people don't have to, they don't have to buy it. It's just extra and to include it in there. And if you can think of it as an incentive, right? When you spend your American Express or your MasterCard or Visa, and maybe you get points back. Maybe you earn 2-3 points at the end of the year, or maybe you get 3 miles to do a free trip, you know, at the end of the year or something like that. You can kind of look at it as a rewards,
as a way to be, to have incentive to use the card, right, or to do business. And so it's kind of an easy way to introduce it to people in that way, because they understand their reward system on their credit card, you know, or their points that they get from Starbucks or whatever. So it's similar to that. There's different applications, and some people use it as an investment tool so that it increases in value and you buy it as, you know, a financial instrument like a stock. But in this case, we're doing it more like an incentive token as a rewards. Okay. Later on, we can introduce something more like a Bitcoin itself, where it's more like a stock that can go up or down. But as you know, it's still very new. A lot of people don't understand about it. They don't know if it's going to be stable or if it's going to go away or if, you know, or things like that. And so we are, again, slowly introducing these things. But the cool thing about it is when you join RAG and you put music out, you can still get a lot of those benefits without having to invest in that or be an expert in it. You can just do the music business one-on-one and still reap the benefits of joining a new guild that's helping to impact the industry.
There you have it. I think you explained it all. And for you that it's into that kind of type of investment, I am still very traditional. It's either gold, stocks, or real estate. But the world is changing. And one of the things that I probably need to learn a little bit more about it, but I guess if there is an incentive and it can help a lot of your clients, why not? Why not? Byron, I can't believe we're starting to run out of time. I want to thank you so, so much for spending a couple of minutes of your precious time. I know you're very, very busy. You travel all over. And I want to thank you for sharing with us this amazing business, this vision that you had, and you were benefiting a lot of musicians that probably would not have any idea what to do if it was for your help. So if you're listening to us right now or later on, please check it out. If you have any questions at all, check the website, reg.org. Again, it is on our social media. And you can connect Byron directly, or you can go through us. Any last word, Byron?
I would say just that if you're a musician, please, or a recording artist, or even a manager, or know somebody who's a recording artist, please visit rag.org. That's RAG.org, and check it out. You can join as a free member, or you can join as a paid member, and let's have some fun. Let's put the music out, and let's change the world together.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Byron. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you for being on the Liz T Show.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Byron, everyone. Check it out. Incredible, incredible. I love it. And we're continuing on with our musical section, everyone. That was awesome. We have a lot of music, and hopefully we'll have time to play all of it. We have right now a song from, we have one from Byron, as a matter of fact, and so we will play that later on. And right now we have Janae from California.
Chillin' with my crew. Me and you, it's the truth, what you wanna do. Grindin' on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feelin' on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feelin' like it was a goalie. Grippin' on your waist while you move slowly. Back to forth, forth, back, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, huh.
Give me Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you lost tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Work the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I see the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party, but the party's here with you. Take your key and took my ignition. Let go of all your inhibitions.
Thank you so much for submitting your MP3. And now we have Saline from Byron, just our guest just a little while ago. Send it to us and let's enjoy it. And that was Byron, by the way. Sailing. Love that song. By the way, everyone, if you are interested in signing up with Reg, use my code REGPRO019, REGP as in Peter, R019, to get 40% discount. Isn't that awesome? And there is also 30-day free use if you will like. So we will do another song, everyone. This song has been submitted to us by Sean, My World.
So fly, I'm too gone, you can't see me, I'm new Sean. Y'all niggas scared, great poop pawn. Y'all yellow bellies get pooped on. I'm so drawn, propane, nigga. That mean I spit flames, nigga. Twist it like a plane figure. I'm propeller, you lame niggas. Can't fuck with me, you must be fucking geek, cause you're the only one that feel yourself. So please just chill, nigga. Nigga, I'm hot, I'm grill, nigga. Nigga, you not, you frill, nigga. Nigga, why stop, I'm ready to go. When I be ready with flows, like a motherfucking cannon, I'm just ready to blow. Take a flick up on your camera, I'm just ready with foam. Get on, sit down. Shit go hard, no brick, son. Sit on Mars, this pit's numb. Up my brain, I'm distant, goddamn. Beat her up and I scram. No, I'm clutch like Ron James. So what's up, I get the pouring up. I might be throwing up, but go can. My world, my world, my world, my world, my world, my world. That shit on loud, I'm zoning out. No ozone, cause I'm on a different route. Like a broke navvy, I tote Cali. These niggas steady frontin' when they broke badly. Like a record of shit, a record of dick. No time for talking till my record gets fanned to the dial tone. My niggas keep on clutch, your niggas foul wrong. So nigga, keep it up, keep it real. If you ain't see you outfit, so chill. Be in a coupe with a bad bitch, a shrill. For that green, I hawk out for real. I'm on a scene, a nigga, that's real shit. No film fest, I stretch work. I bench press, I ride round my car. Yes, my partner serve him like God set. Get a little super when I'm kicking in the door. And I get it, so watch you get it on the floor. Steady tipping till I soak. Got my state up on my fitted, I ride with it. And y'all pissing me so the girl says he don't. Leave a girl around and I make up my baby hoe. Tickin' like a dirty dog, getting ready to blow. Get ready for the takeover, nigga, study the flow. Cause all my niggas take us, we taking over the globe. My world, my world, my world, my world, my world, my world, my world.
Thank you.
And that was Surrented with The Burn. Thank you so much for submitting MP3, Surrented. And that's it. We don't have time for any more, everyone. This is your host and producer of the Lizzie T.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now a worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know